Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Casey, Managing Director of the Toll Theater in Hammond, Indiana, downtown Hammond. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.
So is Nonsense Amen the first show of your 2017
It is, the season? 14th season.
Wow.
I know.
Time flies.
Yes, it does.
When you're having a nervous breakdown.
Indeed.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. So Nonsense is a very popular show that's been around since when?
30 years.
Really?
Yes.
That long?
Yeah, the late 80s is when Dan Goggins first wrote Nonsense.
Huh.
And it caught like wildfire.
Yeah, it's never not run, probably, right?
Exactly. Or an incarnation. Amen is the ninth version of the show.
Wow. And is this the first all-male version?
It is. It's the first and only. They did it off-Broadway with Artie Johnson and Greg Louganis about 8 years ago.
Huh.
And it was kind of just like a little, I think, to energize the interest in the show itself.
Sure.
And I think, for people like us, we had no interest in doing the original version because it was overdone.
Yeah.
Many people have done it, but this is a great
Been Sister Act and all those things since then.
Yeah.
Oh, but this sounds like a lot of fun. So how many men comprise Nonsense Amen?
Five.
Okay.
Five. We didn't have auditions for this show. We hand-selected the cast because it's so specific.
Yeah.
And there are many great people that we've worked with, some of whom have been friends for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, and our very own Kevin Bellamy
is
playing Sister Mary Amnesia. She was hit on the head by a crucifix, and she's forgotten who she is. And Kevin does a great duet with a puppet called Sister Marionette. Yes, the whole show is like that. It's like one-liner after one-liner after one-liner. And, you know, not to get political, but in these times, I think people need entertainment that's just pure fluff comedy.
Yeah.
Come and enjoy a whole evening of just laughter.
Yeah, just belly laugh.
Yes.
And is there a storyline, pray tell?
There is.
No pun intended, pray tell. Har, har, har.
The storyline actually sounds rather morbid, but it's not. The sisters, the convent cook, Sister Julia, Child of God, made bad vichyssoise and killed 52 of the sisters in the convent.
Oh.
And they buried 48 of the sisters. Reverend Mother thought they were done, so she went out and bought a flat screen TV, which left the coffers empty. So they're doing a little variety show as a fundraiser to bury the four dead nuns who are in the freezer in the garage at the convent.
I love it. That is fantastic. Wow. Doesn't that sound like an interesting show?
Right.
So, all right. There's a very limited number of performances left.
Yes.
How long does the show run through?
It runs through Sunday, March 12th.
Okay. So go to the Toll Theater website and get your tickets now because they're probably going very fast.
Indeed.
For something like this. And I want to thank you for inviting South Shore Arts to curate the exhibit that you have in the lobby now.
We're thrilled to have you guys partnering with us for our exhibit presentation. Lynn Anderson is the photographer in the lobby right now. We're thrilled to have Lynn's work, and we look forward to a great partnership.
Yeah. So this is going to be ongoing.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to do 4 a year, I believe. That sounds great. Well, what else is coming up in your season?
So we just held auditions for our youth ensemble spring show. We do a non-musical with the kids every spring, and we're thrilled to say that this is the largest group of youth ensemble members we've ever had. They're coming from as far as Mentone, Illinois.
Mm.
So we're doing Alice at Wonderland, which is an contemporary interpretation of the classic work, Alice in Wonderland, and we have about 37 kids involved in the show. So that'll be going up in April, and we're looking to infuse a lot of their ideas and creativity into the process, which is what we do for Youth Ensemble. And then the season keeps rolling. In May, we open the Chicagoland premiere of Vivian Lee, The Last Press Conference, which
is that sounds so interesting.
A beautiful one-woman show all about the life and career and loves of the famous actress Vivian Lee.
I love Vivian Lee.
Oh, it's a beautifully written piece.
Yeah, that'll be great. I loved the woman who played her in what was the name of that movie about Marilyn Monroe and Laurence Olivier? In The Prince and the whatever stage. Oh, I can't think of the name of any of it. Like My 2 Weeks with Marilyn or something like that. Is that the name
something
of it?
Like that. I can't remember the actress that played Vivian Leigh.
Yeah, but she's there. She's so elegant.
Yes, she is.
In passing. Well, Jeff, it's always good to chat.
And, likewise.
Yes. So I'm very excited to see Nonsense Amen.
Yes.
That sounds so cool. Thanks for being here.
And thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.